A lot of the times we think prayer is what? Me talking to God. When first of all, prayer should be what? Me listening to God. And then we communicate. How many of you journal? Anybody journal? A few people? Get into the practice of journaling. Hearing God. You know? His Spirit lives in us, right? Spirit, the Scripture says that. Spirit lives within you. And that He talks with us. Maybe we need to get back into the practice of listening to God and being silent before Him so we can hear His voice. Sometimes He gives pictures. The thing is we talked about a couple of weeks ago about being stewards, right? Being a good manager. How does a manager know what his boss wants? He's got to communicate with him. He's got to sit and he's got to listen. How can we be good managers of God's resources and the opportunities that He sends our way if we're not listening? So practice hearing God. Well, how do I do that? No. Sit. Sit silently. Maybe ask some questions. Hi, God. Maybe you'll say hi back. This is the thing that I've been practicing. Listening to God. And take out a journal. Write down. Ask questions. Write down what response you might get back. Spirit speaking. Scripture tells us, you know, if it doesn't sound right, if it maybe sounds wrong, test the Spirit. Is this from you, God? I encourage you to get a prayer journal going. These are the things I'm praying about. I'm asking God about. What is God saying back to me? Use that. Record that. Encourage yourself that way. Build yourself up. God answers prayer. God loves it when we come back to Him regularly. Regularly. It's our link with Him. Well, Pastor, I'm doing all of that. And I don't feel that God is hearing me. I don't feel that God is answering my prayers. What's happening? Well, Psalm 66:18, for following and believe. That psalm mentions this. If I had been aware of malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. What's malice? Wickedness. Sin. If sin is in my heart, then the Lord won't listen. The Lord may talk to me about that and go, hey, you need to deal with something here. This is why I'm not answering. He may show you something in Scripture and we need to come to Him and repent. Ask for forgiveness. Seek His will, seek His way. Confess, repent. Forgiveness is granted, given. Communication is restored. God has ears and hears our prayers and wants to answer us. But He will not give us a positive answer if we are praying for selfish motives. What are selfish motives? Those things that are not God honoring and not God's will. It's what we want. James 4:3 says, you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. How many of you ever asked for $1 million? If you only gave me this, Lord, everything would be great. Well, you know what God knows? Yeah, it might be great on your end, but I think that relationship between me and you, it's going to suffer. It's going to be broke. It's about me. It's about my wants, it's about my needs. And there's a caveat when God talks to us about prayers being answered, and it's about His will. It's about His way. It's about His commands. Are we abiding in Him? Remember that? Are we abiding in Christ? If you abide in me, and I in the Father, ask and it will be given to you. It's according to His will. God will not answer if I have unforgiveness in my heart. Do we know the sin in our heart, and have we confessed it and given it over to Him? First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The hand that reaches out to God for forgiveness cannot withhold forgiveness to others and expects one relationship with God to be well. Agree with that? God says forgive, but if I'm not willing to forgive, should I expect my relationship with God to be well? No. Mark 11:25, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also what? Forgive your transgressions. Remember the parable of the unforgiven slave? What happens in that story? Master comes and he's going to take accounts. And this slave, he's been wicked. His due date has come. Time to pay off the MasterCard. I can't pay it. Have mercy. Be graceful. Merciful to me. What does he do? He forgives him. But the slave goes away and what? Somebody else owes him a debt. A way smaller debt, like $20. And he says, give me the money that you owe me. And throws him in jail until he pays it. What happens? The king hears about this servant and calls him back. You know what? I forgave your debt. But what is this that you've done? Somebody owes you a small debt, $20. You owe me $10,000. I forgive the debt and you don't? Into jail with you until you can pay it all. Your wife, your family, into servitude until it's paid. Our Father doesn't want to do that. But He says, if you don't follow what I say and what I command and love each other as I've instructed you to, this is where it goes. My Heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you does not forgive his what? His brother or sister from his heart. What's the conclusion? Seek God's face. Pray. We are to seek Him at all times. We are insisted. It's a not an order. It's not a command. But it's a strong encouragement. Seek Him in prayer. 1 John 5:14-15. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. And the thing about God is this, what? There's no shifting of shadow. There's no variation with Him. James 1:17. God desires to answer our prayers. So He says, are we abiding in Him? If you abide in me, I will abide with you. And what you ask, you will have. Believe you have received it. John 14:13-14, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, He says, I will do. Do we believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this, church? Let's pray. Actually, we're going to hold off on that. What I wanted to do in closing was for us to pray together. To have the prayer time together. Is I simply, you know those things. Maybe those persons that you're praying about. Maybe that neighbor that's beside you, remember? Summertime, we were talking about neighboring. Who's your neighbor? Well, I'd really like to get to know my neighbor. How can we reach the world if we don't know and love our neighbors? Maybe it's tough to love my neighbor. Maybe I need to ask God, remove that bitterness or remove that whatever it is that's blocking my relationship from loving my neighbor. Maybe I have to give them forgiveness. But maybe pray for your neighbors. We can pray for sickness. We can pray for health. We can pray for joy. We can give praise to God. But let's take time to pray. So we're going to take about 5 minutes and just pray. And I want you to keep track of it. I want you to write it down maybe when you get home, or write it down now what you're praying about. And keep it there. And keep praying about it. Persist. And let's see if God answers your prayer. Can we do that? Let's take 5 minutes and pray together. I'll close.